Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and every got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Everybody, what's happening? We back at it another week, another awesome Sunday. Me, the new Miss Lovely Black, and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Beans. What's happening, Mo?
What's up, Black? What's up, world? I'm ready for just another edition of the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. Ready to get into the world famous chop up. I'm ready to just kick back, relax, man. I have a great
show. Man, how do you feel that April is 3 years, man?
Yeah, right? Like, nah, time flies, man. But I'm having fun, you know what I'm saying? So let's just keep it going, man. Let's keep the vibes going. Let's
3 years in April, man. Salute to our top five, the United States, United Kingdom. You guys are still coming in at a strong number two. Tell a friend and another friend in the United Kingdom, man.
Hell
man,
yeah.
Listen. I want to see the day that I look at our top five out of all the countries that tune in, and I see United Kingdom neck and neck with the United States. I want to see that day.
That would be awesome. That'll be awesome.
Like, United Kingdom is coming strong. We salute you. Thank you to everybody that tuned in the UK, Canada. Thank you very much. We salute you. Australia, mate. And Mexico. Mexico came and got on. Mexico came and just stood strong in Mexico. So, yeah, we're going to turn it up again. One time for the one time. Salute to everybody that's listening in all over the world. 3 years. I'm just like in awe that, you know, we've been going so strong so long. I thank everybody from my day ones that was tuning in when it was just me on the show. And I was saying, y'all, we got to find a co-host and we got to find somebody that's going to mesh with me. And look, you know, Mo been here going on 2 years. So
yeah,
it's been like almost 2 years for you.
Yeah.
I think two and a half for Mo, 3 years for the show, man. It's been amazing, man. It's been an amazing run. And shout out to our house, nigga. Move.
Fuck you, nigga.
Shout out to the rudest nigga in the world, Smooth, who called in and give his...
Shout out to Smooth.
Right. His input.
But, but the bitch still got me on mute, though. Really. Unmute me,
bitch. You ain't been on mute. We heard you lie to die and all of that shit. I just kept talking.
Don't do that to me. Don't be ignoring me. I'm talking to myself. I'm about to sing a song.
I had to finish what the hell I was saying.
Man, I was like, fuck the Mexicans and everything. Shit.
Yeah, we heard you. We like Mexico. Look, the coronavirus ain't in Mexico. And I know they like, I wish y'all would stop blaming coronas, but I know the Mexicans are waiting on coronas to start running a special. Because listen, they say that black people, I don't know, allegedly black people are immune to the coronavirus. And guess what's close to black? The Mexicans. So y'all should be good. So when they go on their sale, y'all need to go stock up and get y'all coronas, okay?
Shout out to
I told you, like, we going to Mexico. Like, we going to go visit, man. But how was your week, though, Mo?
You know, my week was great. Like, so basically, I'm just changing up my rotation this week. So this is like the first, this is going to be like the first week of my official change as far as rotation. When I say rotation, just my routine. Like, I'm aligning myself for new energy and, I just had to make a little tweak to what I'm doing, and I think just I'm ready to just take off with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that. Put that into the came right back real quick. So I'm adjusting that, and then you know, putting together like my strategy for the spring. You know what I'm saying? So cause I'm always a different person every season. You know what I'm saying? I change my look.
Yeah,
up,
you know, Mo like to change his house. He's an interior decorator, so he changed with the seasons and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I'm glad, really quickly, like, not to go on a tangent, but I'm glad February was over. You know what I'm saying? February, you know, Black History Month, but we all three of us know it's Black History for us every day. But, you know, it was just, you know, like Kobe dying and then Pop Smoke. It was just a lot of just, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, I feel like it's like a purge in a way, like everything's shaking up for like this new, you know, the 20s that we're just getting started with. So I feel the shift in many different energies.
A lot of new energy in 2020.
Like, yeah.
Like you hit it a lot.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. And I'm just adjusting accordingly. So that's my week.
The thing is, it's a lot of new good energy. So as long as over the last 10 years or so, you have been putting out good karma, you've been putting out good energy, but listen, your karma is about to come tenfold, like the greatest things you've ever done. So, you know, we all know, like, the good people, we come in last, and we always doing for everybody. And then, you know, we sit back and be like, you know, I wish somebody would come and do for me what I do for everybody. Well, the universe is repaying you this year for those people. For all of the people that went out and they used everybody, and they manipulated people, and they put bad juju, bad energy in the universe, it's going to be your year of karma. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going to, like, it's crazy. It's amazing. But it's so amazing that you said that about energy, because today, like, I've been working on, you know, my inner healing, and today I got a Reiki session. And a Reiki session, you guys should look it up, R-E-I-K-I. And it's actually for, you know what I'm saying, it's healing of the universe, right? And my Reiki healer was so amazing. So basically it's just that she is just the component. Like, the universe gives her the energy to give to me. And she just touches different parts of your body. And you can actually feel in certain, like, she heals your chakras, right? And we know, from the crown to the feet. From the crown to the feet. You know, you have chakras throughout your body, your crown chakra, your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your sacral chakra, all of these chakras, right? And it basically heals those chakras. And the most amazing part is that certain places she touched, you feel the energy push through your body. So areas that you didn't even know that you needed healing in, that they would help. And so I say this because, as black women, we are so divided more than ever from our black men, you know. And a lot of it has to do with healing on the inside, healing from things that we don't know bother us, you know. It has to do with healing ourselves. Like, you know that one person that always got a negative story to tell? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's healing. And you don't be like, you know, for me, I try not to be like, okay, I don't want to talk to this person because they're always negative. For me, it's just trying to, you know, teach them how to start thinking positive so that positive can come into their life. Because what you think is, you know, your reality. So if you think negative and you dwell on the negative and all of the people that hurt you and all of the bad things, guess what? Your life is going to be negative. If you dwell on all of the negative relationships you've had, then guess what? They're going to keep coming. You're going to keep recycling negative, you know, energy. So for me, it's big. You know, I like my V-steams and, you know, my facials and colonics. And, you know, I'm into very natural healing. And a lot of times we have blockages in our body, in our chakras, that actually can aid to us being sick, you know? And so that's we don't know. We just feel like, okay, go to the doctor and let's get medicine. But actually, if you get your Reiki healing and you clear your chakras and, you know, you cleanse your body, that stuff will remove all of that stuff out. Our body is taught to do these things on their own, and you guys know I hate medicine and things like that. So it was such an amazing mood. I was glowing. It kind of felt like I had just finished having sex. It felt like that. And she was like, you look like you just finished having sex. I said, shit, it felt like it. It felt great. So she is in Atlanta. If you are on my Facebook page, I did put her information on there. She does house calls for under $100. And it was so dope.
Happy ending.
No. Well, yeah, it was a happy ending. You know, literally. Like, I was just super happy. But it was a happy ending because I was super happy. I had a smile that I couldn't wipe off, you know. So that Reiki healing is so amazing, and I suggest everyone try it because we all have energy that we have to heal, and we don't know why we're treating our boyfriend or our husband. We don't know why we haven't found our husband yet, and it's just internal blockages that we may have that we're not allowing the love to come in. We're not allowing that person to love us as we should, you know. It's blockages. So when you remove that stuff, like, you can allow the right thing to come in. You can be more receptive to what, you know, what your mate is going through and so on and so forth. So it was amazing. This week was more so of, you know, getting things together in the house. I got two items in here. I got a bookcase for my herbs and my workings, and then I got a storage, like a toilet storage that I need to put together. And so, I think – like, you know, I need to get me a handyman that, you know, I can call and they come and fix this stuff and put it together.
Come lay that pipe.
I need that in my life.
I've been watching too much porn. She said handyman. I thought the same thing. Like,
you can fix
y'all. Y'all losers. For me, it's been all house this week. Anyways, trying to, you know, repel negative energy, repel those that are trying to come against me and break things down, and just being positive and stepping into my power. So I had an amazing week, and I'm glad you did. Smooth. You made any more kids this week?
Well, I tried. I mean, if that's what you're asking, you know. I did a lot of fucking, did a lot of coming in bitches, you know. But I made a lot of money, so.
That's always good.
Hey, shout out to three of them in fucking Clorox, boy. Woo woo. Them motherfuckers got me paid.
Nice stock or what?
Yeah, stock.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
No, see, I'm getting to the point where fuck working. I need my money to make me money. Fuck all this.
Yeah, no.
This is bullshit. So, man, shout out to 3M. Shout out to fucking Clorox, 8M, everybody that made me fucking money this week. I love you. For everybody that lost money this week, I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, that's the only type of gambling that I will be doing is that. That's the stock. That's the only gambling I'm doing. But yeah, man, shout out to that. That's what's up, man. Good news.
So for the people that don't know, Smooth is the house nigga. He got 12 children. He's big in stocks and he works with the government. He's incognito.
Damn.
Nobody knows who he is. He's just a wealthy Negro that makes a lot of babies. So. You know,
Let me tell you something about having the ability to be in possession of secrets, right? You would think after gaining a security clearance, right, that you wouldn't have to worry about identity theft. Nigga, please.
I just told him who he was. Nah, I could really tell him who he was, but I didn't.
Ain't no starting shit. I'm just telling y'all motherfuckers, nigga, the IRS hit my ass up talking about somebody filed taxes underneath my social security number.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That shit is real. You got
to
be careful.
Well, hey, you had to pay taxes anyway, so shit.
Well, shit. I ain't found my
they
gonna
be madder than the motherfuckers.
Well, taxes, I know that's another thing I've been getting together, so that's been like, can't wait to get that just done.
Man, listen, y'all slow motion. Like, and you know, like, I have
slow
to pay,
motion.
I've been paying taxes for the last few years because, of course, you know,
I'm
for my business or whatever. But I pay taxes and I still get taxes. I do, you know, separate. Business wise, I pay taxes. Personal wise, I get taxes. I got two small kids. Okay, hallelujah.
No, that's
what
saves
me.
Shout out to that.
And so, you know, when you do business taxes, you have until April. And a lot of people wait until April to get it done. I hate waiting. So whenever I do my personal taxes, I do my business taxes. And so this year, and we're going to talk about taxes since it's tax season really quick. This year, I did both, as I normally do. So in February, here's the kicker. Like, and I mean this shit. It's like, it was crazy. This year, I had to pay $16,000 in business, right? I was able to offset majority of that via the middle of the year. But towards the end of the year, shit got sticky. I couldn't access the money, so I couldn't get the proper write-offs that I needed, okay? So that's how they got $16,000 off of me. I more so would rather take a write-off than to give it to the government. I honestly would, and I'm pretty good at it every year. I do a lot of giveaways. I do a lot of things to offset money. Last year was the last six. I could not do it, okay? They got me this year. So here's the thing. I had to pay $16,000 and something in business taxes, okay? And then, of course, my personal taxes, I really didn't get much back, you know. But, you know, it was over $7,000, so I'm cool with that. But, you can't offset it because what comes from the business account comes from the business account. What comes from the personal comes from the personal. But I paid my business taxes when I filed my personal taxes, right, because I did both of them at the same time. When I tell you this is the fastest I have ever gotten my fucking taxes back. This is the fastest I ever got my taxes back. Like, they are like, oh, yeah, you gave us our money, so here go yours. Like, it was, like, it didn't even take me 10 days to get my taxes back this year.
Yeah.
That was, like, unheard of for me. That was abnormally fast, and I appreciate the government. I guess, you know, they was happy that I gave them their money, so it was what it was. So shout out to the tax season. My only helpful hint for that for you guys is, you know, I see a lot of people that's trying to educate.
I would like
but if you're not educated,
I kiss my ass.
If you're not educated yourself properly, then you wouldn't know. Listen,
yeah,
don't
to.
Follow these people out here telling you to go invest your money. Don't invest your money on trying to come up. We all have needs, even myself. I took half of my check,
whoa,
and I put it on my needs,
just,
right?
Don't invest your money?
Don't invest all of your money. Don't invest all of your money. Do not invest all of your money. So have a certain amount. If you're getting $8,000 back, you got $4,000 to play with. Whatever you're going to make an investment in them $4,000, whatever you're going to spend on yourself in them $4,000, like all of that need to come out them $4,000. Them other $4,000 need to be put up, you know what I'm saying, in the bank. So if you want to, whatever you want to do to make it come back to you, whatever. What I'm saying is investment is all these people out here trying to start a new business and trying to put their money in to flip their money, and it don't come back, and it's just a loss. It happens every fucking year. People are sitting back waiting on these sitting ducks for this shit to happen. Put a certain amount up, put the rest back.
Right now, with Trump and all the tax laws right now is geared towards business owners and real estate. You know what I'm saying? So if you have a business or you got a, you know, or you got homes, you know, you're going to get more tax breaks than just, you know, regular type shit. So
because
a lot of things have changed in the last year, 2 years.
I sold a property before I left, but I paid my taxes when I sold a property. And, That you know, that cut me a break. So, you know, that was there, but I think they owe me some money off of that too, but that's neither here nor there. So, you get a lot of tax breaks. For me, when you sell houses, if you pay your taxes right after you sell that house, you will come in, it'll be so much better than you trying to wait and do it one time a year. I pay taxes for my business multiple times a year because I just feel like it hurts less. You know what I'm saying? It hurts less for me.
Yeah.
And when I say hurts less, it means, you know, I'd rather pay you, you know, a couple times a year than to pay you one lump sum, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the time I do offset, and it's some things I can't offset, but most of the time I do. I offset pretty damn good. I just couldn't do it at the end of last year. And needless to say, it's neither here nor there. The funds were there. I just couldn't access it, and I couldn't do the giveaways, and I couldn't do the write-offs and things like that. But I'm not mad at all. So just make sure you do smart by your taxes this year. Everybody want to double their money. Everybody want to flip their money, but let's just say everybody's not flipologists. Stop listening to these people telling you to go invest in this and go invest in that, because you know you worked hard for that money, and they're just giving you your money back. So you want to set out a piece of money that you're going to spend on yourself. You want to do that. I'm not telling you to get $8,000 to $10,000 back and go spend $1,000 on you. No, you deserve it. So if you get $10,000, take $5,000. You get $8,000, take $4,000. You know, but whatever you're going to do, do it in that $4,000. The other $4,000, put it where you can't access it. Build.
So,
30 days.
I mean, that's cute, but if you get $10,000 back, you don't need no more than $1,000. Fuck it, that $9,000.
Well, I'm thinking realistically on the people, because if you get $10,000 back, you got a couple of kids, and it's money probably was tight right before tax season, and you probably was making some crazy decisions like, well, my tax season coming. So when I say $5,000, that gives you money to put on your children, that gives you money to spend on yourself, and that gives you money to invest. And most of the time, it's invest in the dude that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You can invest $1,200 in him and put some money in yourself and put some money in your kids. You ain't going to have a chick with 4 children or 3 or 4 children that, you know, she going to take us $1,000 for real, because most of the time, money tight. So we got to think on their level. I got to think of how I was when I was back then and I was seeing women doing it. I'm not speaking on a level for business-minded people that can say, oh, okay, X, Y, and Z. Now,
I generally only
take $2,000.
Before you got your tax, fuck it. I mean, but if shit is tight before you got your tax, nigga, keep living like it's tight. Fuck it. Man, make that money. Nigga, if you ain't had it yesterday, you don't need it today. Fuck it. There you go.
Most people don't think like that, and that's why they're in a position, so therefore you empower them. So me, generally, I take $2,000 and put the rest back. This year, I took half, and then I put the rest back. I took half because I'm redoing my entire house, and I still didn't do all of my house. And I officially became debt-free. I paid off all my business cards and all of my personal stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I did that before tax season came in, and therefore I think I paid one more off when it came, when I got my little money. But I was just so proud of myself to come in debt-free, you know, again, and paying off, you know what I'm saying, everything, and so I don't owe anybody.
I'm really trying to do. I just want to say this again, because to me, wealth is only achieved when you're debt free.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing. I feel like
it's
my pussy wetter.
Pussy wetter. It's only achieved when you're debt free.
I feel like a new person.
Yeah.
I don't owe you shit, bitch. Like, I just, like, shit, I feel like when I finally give it, you know what I'm saying? I can't right now, but when I finally get a hold to them, you know, it's my time of the month. When I finally get a hold to them, I just feel like it's going to be that much better. The value of me just went up that much more. Nigga, I'm debt free. I can go buy whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? Shit is amazing. But. Your phone.
No, that's not me. That ain't me.
Okay. Smooth.
It's gotta be smooth.
What up?
Your background.
I mean, look, I hear you talking about your pussy. What? Shit.
No, but your background is interfering.
No, it ain't.
Now
next time you're going on mute, you bitch. All right, so listen.
Yeah, well,
tonight's topic.
Drafted. God damn it.
Don't make me come there. Don't make me. Listen, yo, I was supposed to be there for 2 days, and then my dumb ass worked on one of my days off, not knowing because they changed it at the last minute, and I couldn't. Man, it's a whole nother shit, but I was pissed. But okay, I'm coming though. I'm coming though. I was coming for Mardi Gras. I'm coming. I'm coming for real.
Yeah,
I'm coming. I'm overdue for a weekend of sin. I'm overdue.
A weekend of sin.
It might be the weekdays, because you know I'd be off during the weekdays, so I can come through the weekdays. But I'm coming. I already got the ticket. I'm coming. I talk to you offline with that. But listen, tonight's show is talking about what is the new nasty in the bedroom, right? We want to know what the new nasty is in the bedroom. So here's why I came up with this topic. Our girl, Gabrielle Union, at it again. So she was saying, ladies, you shouldn't be afraid. I think he thought I was playing with him. So anyway.
That's
too loud. Whoever is country as hell loud in the background. But anyways, I'm going to explain the topic, and I'm going to bring him back in because he's going to cuss me out when I bring him back in. But listen.
All right.
Gabrielle Union at it again. She says that women should not be afraid to eat their man booty. Okay, great. Now, I agree. But listen, you know, back when we were growing up.
Yeah. What's up?
She all over the place.
Yeah, I'm just saying that with the transgender kid and D Wade and now she. I mean, yeah. It's just wow. It is not stopping for me right now. But go ahead. You keep
so listen.
I ain't been paying attention. Once they did the transgender kid, I didn't kind of mute it.
Motherfucker won't put me on mute, really? Ain't that a bitch? Come on. Well, I thought he was playing. Anyway, now we talk about the conversation. Now stop.
So listen, you know, back in the day, when people be like, oh, you eat pussy, and men be like, hell no. Nah. Put your kids to sleep with sex ready to show tonight. Okay. Hell no, you know what? You know, no, that's not what we do, you know? And so now, that's the first thing they say. Oh, I eat pussy. That's your pickup line. I eat pussy. They got ass on their chest, you know. Super. You know? And so now that is no longer taboo. Then it was like, you know, oh, you gay, you like girls. I don't like girls, that's nasty, ew. And so now, everybody buy a gay, you know, women and men, for real. And so
that's
no longer a taboo. It's kind of still a taboo. It's not 100% out of the closet for all men, but most men are bisexual or have had a gay experience.
Don't say most.
We can't.
We ain't going to most.
I didn't say all, nigga.
This bitch. No, you said
y'all
so
ain't say all.
More men?
We're not pumped to break.
No, fuck that. Hell no. No,
yeah,
you
man.
Me
I ain't say
like
all.
That.
I said most. You ain't gonna tell me what I do.
Nah, ain't most though.
Ain't no most. Hell
it
no.
It is most.
Well, at least not my circle.
Y'all didn't deny about your homeboys. I didn't say all, so that would include y'all.
Man, I got no
but you can't be denied about your homeboys. Smooth,
my,
you already
my
know how I roll.
My kid
yeah, I know. Nigga,
he's
rapist.
Smooth, you know
well,
how I roll.
Right.
So if
what's
I say
good?
Some shit,
my
I got evidence.
Agree.
Yeah, but no, nah, nigga, not most. No, we ain't going with most. Yeah. You said the
nigga,
most fighters
in
the room.
When I was there, that man that walked in that room, he didn't give up no gay signs, no nothing. He like a regular ass, schmegler ass dude. When he walked out of that room, you found out that I had just penetrated his booty hole to the highest power.
But look, that was
you
him.
Know what? I think on that day, y'all became like
that was
best
him.
Friends on that day. Y'all bonded on that day.
Right. He like, nigga,
no,
are you crazy?
No, we ain't
bonded.
We
bonded before then,
like,
but our bond was official at that moment. Like,
hey, bro, I asked you like, damn, this couldn't even look me in my eyes, man. What the fuck happened? Don't smell like chicken grease up in here.
It seemed like that.
Man,
if one of y'all
on the bed, like, don't sit like that. What happened?
Yeah,
she went under that ass wrong. Oh,
Lord. Oh, my God.
Black,
that's
got to
be your body.
But this is what I see. Like, trust me. Like, the, when like, listen, people all over the world interact with me. Just the comments and how they come at me, they know I would never, you know, go out and out them. And, like, listen, you will not understand it's most. But me, okay, so and it's still taboo for men to fully be out, especially like straight
no.
men, because they still trying to hold
yeah.
on to the straight men, you
but
know, era.
I think that's the
but,
agenda, though. That's
boom.
The agenda, though.
Yeah,
that's
don't
the,
say
that's the agenda. That's why I be getting mad about
yeah, all nigga.
But they
like
it, though.
Music on TV.
Huh?
But they still
no
like it,
thing.
Agenda no. or not. They still coming at me talking about scrapping on and fucking them, fucking the shit I don't. You would be amazed at who come at me. It's an agenda,
hey,
but they still like it.
They
still
like G-spot. About no sister, but don't say most. Fuck that. I got to stand up for my men on this one. Don't get me wrong. This
man,
this
they
one's
good. They standing up too.
Most
shit. They standing up and bending over, bitch.
That's why. You know. That's why. I mean, I take this masculinity, like this masculinity. I take it very serious now. Like I love to show off my masculinity.
They masculine.
So now.
They masculine.
You gotta have a certain swagger about it.
No. Once your booty hole gets penetrated, that's your level raised. You ain't masculine no more, nigga.
Yeah, that's done.
They're masculine. They still masculine. And I still and I keep their secret, so trust me. Anyway, but look.
Not
so then it went to anal sex, right? Anal sex was only for gay people. Now all of a sudden it bitch talking I take it in the ass. You're, like it's no longer taboo. So now you go to the next level of, you know, it was men first. You know, I eat the booty hole with your ass up, blow all in your butt. You know, eat the pussy with your legs up, blow all in your butt. Trick daddy, you know? And now you got women out here saying, man, eat your man ass, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I eat that ass.
Yeah.
Look at Throatzilla. I eat that ass. You know, that's my good girlfriend, and I love her to death. But you got more and more women like, bitch, shit, I'm eat your ass. Your bitch ain't going to eat your ass. Type stuff going on, right? So with that being said, because everything at one point was nasty back in the day. So since everything is okay, what the fuck is the new nasty?
I'll talk after y'all go.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Mo, everything nasty to you. Shut up. Smoke,
right,
what's the new nasty? Nigga, you bring food in the bedroom? That's nasty. You got
that's
a toy?
That's nasty.
No, that's just nasty. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I want a divorce.
Look, first of all, like, man, I'm built different. Ain't nothing nasty to me as long as it's heterosexual. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing nasty to me other than the gay shit. But as far as
everything
else, man,
absolutely, like, basically, like, it's okay to be a freak because it's
right.
It's nothing
it's
on
okay
fucking limits at this point.
No, it's okay, but it's always been okay to be a freak in my mind. You see what I'm saying? But, like, what you're not about to do is take no finger and play with my booty or bullshit like that. Then I got to whoop your ass.
Oh, man, they love that shit, too. They love that finger and their booty.
Look, man.
I just had
look,
my finger in somebody's booty a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Man,
hey,
I'm still turning out people, huh?
She's a racist. That's one thing about
I ain't trying to hit him. me. Well,
Black is a racist for real.
Black,
me being a racist is me putting my finger in your booty hole, all the way in your booty hole, and you no, stop. You know, all that shit. If you invite me to your booty hole and I stick my finger in your booty hole, I'm not the rapist. You invited me. I just came.
Look, I would never drop a piece of soap and pick it up in front of Black.
You, man, I'm running right up in there, best friend and all. When I know we ain't fucking ain't our thing, but you done dropped the soap, baby.
Like,
I got to take you up.
I would never drop the soap and be like, still chasing around Black. I look at that soap like I'm in jail, like, nah, I'm wrecked.
Nigga, I'm going to just wash with this water.
Right.
Just wash with the water. Just that's all right. I'll just take a bath tomorrow. Commissary come in tomorrow anyways. I'm good. And,
nah,
no,
man, but
listen.
But honestly, I don't really see any new thing that's coming out to where that's the new fucking nasty. Like, I don't see anything nasty. Everything a motherfucker do is just normal to me now.
Now,
20,
right, but before
20 years, 20
all
years
this
ago,
shit was nasty.
Oh yeah, hey motherfucker, I was 21 the first time I ate pussy. 21, and then it was hard, bro. Like, man, look, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, like, man, you don't even look right no more. Eating pussy, eat the pussy. You're a pussy eater, yeah, nigga. I was the shot. Man, look, I remember a time you would slap a bitch in the mouth. A bitch asked you to eat that pussy, man. You had to hit that hole. Not no more.
Wow,
you want some mud bleeding? Yeah, all that.
Right. Yo, pissy pussy. Like, that's how it used to be. Man, like, man, pussy eaters not allowed, dog. That's how, and we kept it real. Man, I'm 21 years old. I fucked on, I violated the code. Come to find out my nigga been doing it. I'm like, nigga, what? I slapped my bitch because she called you a pussy eater. You're like, my bad, nigga. Ain't this a bitch? You pussy eating ass nigga.
Like, the only thing that I see, I'm going to tell you what I see that's still kind of taboo, it's period sex.
No, that's the only thing, you have more than not saying, I don't want to fuck with the period. Shit, boy, woo, that pussy hot.
That ain't never been taboo. It ain't nothing new under the sun for me as far as, like, I'm with Smooth, you know what I'm saying, like, aside from some gay shit, like, I done did it all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I done seen anything. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain age and experience, you know what I'm saying? So to me, the only new nasty is with a new partner. You know what I'm saying? Because then that's when you tap into whatever
good.
They into. You know what I'm saying? So
that's good. That was fire right there, bro.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. So, but yeah,
the new partner, because everything is open.
The period sex, I was young. I back then you didn't know if you was gonna get it again. So if she was on her period, I was like, if she was down,
it don't matter.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Like, cause
then that
puts
you all extra hot. You like, woo, this is hot.
But now, hell no. But now, Smooth, the way I am now. Nah, I'm good. I'll just have to.
Too much of a germaphobe. If he ain't finna let his wife bring food or toys in the bedroom, you know he ain't running no red lights. He gonna sit down and wait patiently.
But the red lights I used to.
Look, I'm telling this right now. Nigga, you ain't laying in my bed not giving me no pussy. You tripping. I don't give a fuck. You cramping or not? Fuck your cramps. What's up?
You know, actually, sex on your period reduces the cramps. That's actually, it stops
exactly.
Cramps.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can.
I'm about to help you out. Come here.
It's
I got all the elite
weather because of it's naturally, you know, that's why it's wet. You know what I'm saying? Because of that.
Yeah, it produces the same. It produces the same. The same shit that the damn pain medicine give you that you be trying to take. But I haven't met. You know, for my next relationship, like all the things that I want, like. It just, you know, open-minded, but you really don't want nobody that's too freaky. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who is this?
This is Tyson. What's up?
You just called to listen in? Cool.
No, it's Tyson.
Okay.
Yeah, the nigga said something.
He said something? Hello?
Didn't he?
No, he didn't. Yeah. Whoever, him or her, whoever it was, they didn't say nothing. They just on the line. Let him listen.
Can you hear me?
No, yeah, I can hear
said,
you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, if you want to join the conversation, we'll definitely, you know, let the person speak. But yeah,
I just heard the nigga speak.
What's up? Who is this calling in?
This is Tyson. What's good?
What's up, BrooklynKingsXXX.com? What's happening?
Hold up, wait a minute.
Y'all want some real live porn? Check out BrooklynKingsXXX.com.
I'm Googling, like, hold up, that's the
phone
on me. All right,
so shout out to that.
BrooklynKingsXXX.com. What's happening, Tyson?
I got to give a shout out.
What's good? What's good?
Congratulations.
Yeah, what you call it? I've been running around trying to get through this situation and shit. What's up, y'all? My fault. I didn't mean to interrupt my conversation.
No,
man. What's poppin'?
Google this shit.
You're the perfect guy to tune in, Mr. Nasty. Mr. Nasty. So,
Brooklyn,
we were talking about.
How you spell, we came with a real. What's that?
Oh, my God.
Tell the people who you are, Tyson, so they can, you know.
What's up,
what
y'all?
What a DOS,
mother. All right,
spell that shit for me.
I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
No, spell that for me, because I spelled it wrong. Ain't this a bitch?
Oh, no. The site is being reconstructed. It's BROOKLYN. KINGSXXX.com.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
so BrooklynKingsXXX.com. You got it, Smoke.
Yeah, I got it. Right now, everybody can go up on my fans only or my clips for sale.
Okay, cool. So, you know what?
Right
now,
just
a quick question for you, bro.
I'm
going
to go to Pornhub.
Being that it's called Brooklyn Kings, you know what I'm saying? Are you out of Brooklyn?
Yeah, originally. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn.
Okay, shout out, man. I'm
my co-host Mo Beans is from Brooklyn as well. I mean, he's from New York as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what part.
Yeah. So Flatbush, you know, Prospect Park, Leffers Guards, man. So shout out, man. That's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I used to be my grandma's in St. John's at Underhill.
Okay,
that way.
Since you called into the show. So basically, we talking about, you know, back in the day, it used to be taboo to eat pussy. Now everybody eat pussy. It used to be taboo to be gay, and now everybody gay or bisexual. It used to be taboo for anal sex. Now everybody do anal sex. So what's the new nasty? Gabrielle Union did an interview and said women should be more open to eating their man booty. So now they so open with eating men ass. So what's the new nasty?
That's that new shit they doing is the pegging.
No,
that's
not
new.
You ain't getting
no
ass.
Oh, my God. Jesus, no.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. That's not new.
That's
you know me, Tyson.
No.
Tyson,
saying,
you know me like Smooth know me. You know I've been 10 ass holds up, 10 men booty holds up.
Shit.
So that's not new.
That's becoming a new thing in the industry. That's huge now. That and the trainees with the regular women.
I'm not into watching like no trannies and or none of that shit. But a tranny banging up a regular chick, to me, that's just interesting. I don't know. I just think it's just like a just an interesting kind of like concept. I don't know.
I don't know.
See, they've been doing it in the industry on the low, especially a lot of the allegedly white performers. They've been sleeping with trainees on the low. But now, you know, they have to bring something to the light to bring, you know, to make it interesting. And that's what they're doing now, like trainees with regular women. But it goes to show you that some of these men that supposedly like men, they still like women. And that's how you get, like, the down-low brothers. Even the ones that go into the whole, you know, dress up and everything like that, they still will get, you know, pussy because – that's what you was put here for, to get pussy. It's no such thing as a it is. You do have some men that go through their phase and be like, oh, my God, I don't like pussy. Oh, my God. You have a lot of men that's like that. But you also have a lot of men that put on the front and say, I don't like pussy. I like penis, you know, for the attention. But behind closed doors, they do sleep with women. They do.
Yeah, you got that. Lovely, you know how
behind
how
closed doors,
it
just like men that like women, and they like men too. Behind closed doors, they sleep with men.
Man, leave that gay shit. Where is that? Fuck all that.
Well, that's not really gay when you look at it like that.
You's a man with titties. You's a weird ass dude. I
mean, like, I don't want to see no man with titties just by himself. But if he's banging out some chick, I don't know. It's an interesting, like, what I'm just trying to say is this.
Oh,
like,
no.
What I'm trying to say, just of the new nasty or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we talking about it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not into to trannies, but I'm just thinking, like, that's different than what I'm trying to say. Whatever, man. Hey, about it, right?
You like what you like. We just having a conversation.
Hey, yo, lovely. Let me hit you right back. I'm going to hit the line back. Give me about 5 minutes.
All right. Smooth, why are you so retarded? Like, you just top-notch retarded at all times.
Like,
y'all funny as shit.
The good fellas, man. I feel like Joe Pesci right now, and I'm thinking I'm about to be blooded in into the fucking family, and motherfuckers just shoot me in the back of the head. Damn.
I mean, what was so?
I've been shot. He shot me.
Right, look.
Well,
what does that mean? Like, what is it saying? Like, what do you, like?
Oh my God, my stomach hurt.
You need to mute yourself.
Oh, this fucking cat. Save me right now.
This nigga cackling and shit. Oh, my God. Anyway. Hey, bro. So, the Brooklyn King, motherfucker. Hey, that's that, That's the one you had did.
I have shot with him before.
When you was outside?
I was on the patio with him. I had on a red two-piece and a thing.
Yeah, I remember now.
And then I did one scene with him with, like, one dude and, like, three women. So, yeah, I've done two different scenes with Brooklyn Kings. Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, I was doing bitches with the big bitches and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was the first thing I ever did with two big women.
Like, yeah, the shit sounded familiar, but, you know, I get down with the porn.
Yeah. Much love. Much love to everybody that, Oh, shit, I can't breathe. Much love to everybody that support the show and, show me love, man, over all of the countries that tune in to the show each and every Sunday and keep the show live, man. It's real talk. Right here, we keep it real no matter what.
I know one thing. But like that new nasty shit, we ain't pegging shit. Fuck that.
Oh,
you ain't getting no ass.
Man, listen.
And you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is how I see it.
That shit been coming up in my porno feed.
Listen to me, though. I'm so okay with a man that has, like, he's curious about it, but he don't want to deal with a man, and he let me do it to him, than a man that let another man do it to him, and just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, on the low. Like, if you want me to help you experience that, I'm more than happy to help you experience that. So, you know, it's nothing. So, listen, like, for real, my baby daddy was like, you so fucking delusional, dog. Like, how can you fuck a man in the ass? You're not normal. And I say, listen, men fuck women in the ass, so why can't we fuck them in the ass? He say, I'm so done with you. Forget I even asked. I never asked you nothing. Like, all I'm saying, men fuck women in the ass, so why can't we fuck them in the ass? That's just what it is.
I've been pegging.
What's
up?
Since
I think it's a masculine
I've been about
like
19 years old.
So to me, it's not taboo.
It's not taboo because I was always the person that you didn't know that this person was like that, but they were coming to me and they was really like that. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was nothing. I've been pegging since I've been 19. I'm 38. So put that together. Like, you know, and it was always safe. You always, you know, you use latex rubbers. You use latex, you know, condoms on your toys. And a lot of times I tell them, you know, listen, I won't even, like, sometimes I say bring your own toys. But if we ain't got time to sterilize and do all that, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you need to add that in. I'm going to go buy a new toy, you know, just for you or whatever. You know, I had people that seen me on the regular that they had their own toy. I put it in a bag, put their name on a bag. This was their personal toy.
Right now, I thought this conversation was
really
good. This is a gay as a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I can't gay really, conversation. I can't
but
really,
anyway, so yeah, like Mo said, the only new normal is your new partner. The only, you know, the new nasty is just your new partner. Like, whoever you dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Like, what level they take it to with you. So here's my thing, right?
What chemistry you got
like,
with that
it's
person.
One person that I'm absolutely comfortable with, you know what I'm saying, sleeping with. It's actually only one because I know what I'm going to get. I know, you know what I'm saying, like I know how clean he is. Nigga take 40 baths a day. You know, whoopty whoop. For me, like, a nigga can get in the car, go to the store, and get something to eat and then come to me. They don't understand that your nuts is musty and sweaty. I feel like men don't understand that every time you about to interact with a woman, and you a man, you can go in there and wash up. Men don't understand that you should take a shower. Even if you was only gone from your house for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you should always take a shower. My biggest pet peeve when it comes to a man, and here's why I don't really open up to men. Like even if I'm in the situation and I'm vibing with you, if I don't give you head for 20 minutes or more, and I ain't really into it, it's something off. You know what I'm saying? Like, the connection is not there. For me, I think men don't understand that you need to take a – when you get to her house, you know what I'm saying, unless you literally just jumped out the shower, got in the car, and went straight to her house, if you was – you took a shower earlier that day and you was just sitting around the house, chilling, not doing nothing. You got in your car, went to the store, then came over there. You were still lounging around all day. That testosterone, especially men with the high testosterone, when you get there before you sleep with her, you should jump in her shower. Like, that's one of my turnoffs. If I smell must, or if your piss tastes like sweat, I'm not finna go all in with you. And as soon as I taste it, that shit done killed the whole mood, like, for me. You know what I'm
but
saying? It done killed the whole mood.
I think that's chemistry, though. Like, a lot of times, you know, you ain't got time for all that. Like, if y'all like, you know.
Nah, like, you got to make time for all of that. Like, you come, for me.
That's for me.
You know, some people like it.
Like, that's after y'all done been established and y'all done had, like, a somewhat relationship.
Nah, like, no. I'm telling you what my turnoff is. So, I'm telling you, like, how to get my best performance. Like, when people see me perform on camera that I've dealt with before, they like,
you
ain't go all in like that
with
me.
If I'm hooking up with you for the first time, I'm just coming over. So I'm just going to be like, yo, Black, can I take a shower real quick? I'm just saying, like, that's how it
goes
with that.
I prefer that.
Okay.
I prefer that. Like, I prefer you, if you know that we finna hook up, I prefer you to go in and get in the shower and be like, nigga, I will go so much harder if you ask me to get in the shower, ask me for a towel and a rag, or you bring your own towel and a rag, I'll go so much harder.
To this female's house, I would be like, you know what, hold on, let me just take a shower. But I'm going to do all that before I even come through. I'm going to make sure I'm fresh.
Well, yeah, that's another point. So it's either or. If you know, like, boom. So if it's this chick that you did. So boom. Just say, like, me. You know, I'd be like, man, what's up? You want to come over? Now, you've been sitting in the house chilling, so you feel like, man, I've been in the house chilling all day, so, I mean, I'm Gucci. You know what I'm saying? And you jump up and come over here because I didn't give you the opportunity to come, right?
When you get here,
I would say, look, bruh, you know, like, I would prefer you to say, can I get in the shower? And I'm going to say, yes, go get in the shower. I got clean and shit right by the tub. I would say, yes, go get in the shower, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to eat you the fuck alive. I'm going to do what I got to do. But now, like, if you at the house chilling and you know that you want to come at me and be like, I want to come by, and you don't know if I'm going to say yes or no, bruh, get in the shower before you leave the house.
No, you should.
If you was already out and saying, like, I ain't do much, I just went here and came here, bruh, get in the shower when you come to my house, because that must smell, I don't really like it. Some men like must smell, like even on women, like, you know, like I was working on this project and, you know, I didn't shave, right? It's for a photo shoot. I didn't shave. And so at the end of the day, I always tried to take a shower. Some men like the must smell. Some women like you to spit on their vagina. I don't like spit. I hate a nigga to spit on me. And I don't like the must smell. I just don't. Not down there. I don't like it.
A woman's,
like, I don't like it anywhere.
I just don't like it to stink. But a natural smell.
Yeah, I don't like the must smell. Like, get in the shower when you come to my house. And I'll go all in. Like, people don't understand. People be like, you didn't go all in with me.
This lied to me. Fuck that.
What?
I want clean streets. Like, I don't want that natural shit. Fuck that. The pussy, matter of fact,
yeah, I don't
want
to smell much. I need you to get in the shower for me, and when you come out, I'm going to turn up on you. But if I don't get on you and I don't go 20 minutes or more, that's because that stench was there, and I don't like that. Like, you know, you got to think, like, boom, like, when I was dealing with my folks, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga was super, super duper clean. Feel me? Like, I don't care if he went to the bathroom, he jumping in the shower. In the morning, he jumping in the shower. At night,
course,
he jumping in the shower. Like, he takes so many showers a day. Like, he is a super duper clean ass dude. There's not been one time that I went down on him or anything and I've ever smelled musk. And you kind of get accustomed to that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably why I get down there and go ham for about 30 minutes and just be like, you ain't even got to fuck me. Just going on and rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give privileges to certain people. So if I don't give you that privilege, I don't go all in, if I don't really, you know, because I can't. Mentally, it ain't there. But, like, for me, that's, like that's nasty. If I smell musk, like, nah.
Man,
especially if I get down there and I put
topic.
My mouth on it and I taste sweat.
Man, I just knew we were going to get nasty in this bitch. I just didn't realize this shit was going to turn gay as a motherfucker.
Man. Come on. What's the new nasty?
What turns you off
about a girl?
Oh, now we just switched on to what turns me off about a bitch? All right, okay.
Yeah, what's the new nasty?
Well, no, you just said what turns me off about
a
bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing
that's
you
asked. Right. Make up your mind. What turns me off about a bitch is horrible
head. What
like,
turns you off?
Horrible head. If a bitch can't suck a good dick, that turns me off. If a bitch can't suck a good dick, at least know how to lick a nipple, bitch. If you can't lick a nipple, then I got to get the fuck. Fuck that.
Well, she might be good at other things. She don't suck dick. She might be good at taking back shots.
I don't want it.
I told you, when it comes to me, it's all about sizing. Once again, hashtag happily married men. But for me, it's all about sizing a female up. You know what I'm saying? And figuring out what she's good at and what she's not. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just cater to the parts as good.
I ain't a bitch who spit thing. You know what I'm saying? You had a motherfucker with, like, thank you. Like a bitch licked your shoulder. You ever had a bitch, like, lick your shoulder?
That.
You smell,
like, don't
you
lick
smell
me,
the spit. You got this nasty mouth bitch.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or you ever had a motherfucker who tried to kiss you, right? And, like, their tongue needs to be brushed. Like, you nasty bitch. Take your tongue out my mouth, you nasty bitch, you. Yeah, I hate that. I hate horrible kisses. I hate stank-ass breath, and I hate stanky-ass fucking spit.
Yeah.
Fuck. what makes me mad about a bitch. Yeah.
I smoke. So since I smoke, if I'm finna just be turned all up, I make sure that I go
man.
And brush my teeth.
I smoke cigarettes.
You smoke cigarettes? People that smoke
no,
need
smoke
to fuck
cigarettes.
Around and put like a.
You
people
you
that
smoke
need to put like a bonnet on their fucking head. Because like, people don't understand the smoke
in
their
head.
You
said you smoke. I'm confused. You said you smoke or you don't smoke, Black?
I do smoke.
Oh, you smoke what?
But you said cigarettes
you
and
weed,
and I said no to both.
what you smoking?
I smoke Black.
You smoke black.
Black.
Well, what is it? Cigars?
Yeah, I smoke cigars. Yeah.
Black
smoke.
Okay. Black,
well, my name. You know, let me know what it is. I'm like, all right, it's a cigar. You like to smoke a nice cigar.
Sure. Boss yeah, Black ain't right. Thank you nothing. I hate stinky spit.
Fuck. That's what's up. So, look, I just want to clarify
you,
my
spit, bitch.
Earlier what I said when we was talking about, you know, the basically. No, listen. Whatever. Y'all can start laughing or whatever. This is real talk, so I'm going to speak my mind. So
yeah,
I'm just
Black
laughing.
Speak your
so
mind.
All right, so hear me out when I said this. So when we was talking to my man from Brooklyn Kings or whatever, he was saying that, you know, what's the new nasty and stuff like that. The only part when I said it's kind of interesting to me, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to the porn side, I'm looking for trans, whatever. No, because the whole gay part is just gay to me. But what I was just saying, to just see a person that's like that way, bang out a female is just different. You don't see that all, like, too often. So, you know what I'm saying? If the female is nice and dude is banging dude out, even though he looked different, you know what I'm saying?
It's not a female. It's a man, nigga. It's a man with tits.
No, I'm saying if the female – I'm getting confused with the whole – I guess the trans dude, right? If he's banging
out. It's a man.
Out. Yeah.
Right.
It's still a man. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's still a
man.
Man
with
having sex. He just – yeah, so I'm just saying, but it's not like, oh, that's my go-to thing. I'm just saying, I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Like, I don't want to see no dude bang out this other transgender dude or get head from some. No, but if he's, like, with a female, I just think that's just different. You don't see that all the time. So, like, if it's, what's the dude? I forgot Bruce Jenner. If he's banging some chick, that's just like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why did you switch over? You know what I'm saying? If you still... like that, but like Black was saying, that I guess a lot of people, those dudes, or like D Wade's son, if he switch over too early, and then realize, damn, I do like women, that would be his future. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting. And then also too, if you ever get a chance to Google this movie, it's called Viva Vanessa, and that's the one time I ever seen a scene that was like that. So Viva Vanessa, to me, is Vanessa Del Rio's best movie. I think she could have won an Oscar for that. Came out in the 70s, and basically it's like her biography. And one of the scenes that I thought was interesting, I saw way back in the day, was Vanessa Del Rio. She was with this, what she thought was a female, and then it ended up being one of those transgender dudes and ended up banging her out. And I thought it was taboo. I thought it was interesting. Like, I guess so. It goes right in line with this topic. Where's the new nasty? And I guess when I said that, y'all start laughing and cackling, and I'm like, okay, I thought we talking about the new nasty dude brought it up.
I believe Black laughing at my reaction.
Yeah, so I just wanted to,
Black,
you know,
was
clarify
laughing at my reaction when I said no.
Yeah. What's up?
No, that was it. She was laughing at my reaction when I said nigga no.
Nah, but I just want to, ain't no gay shit here, bro. You know, like, I just wanted to, yeah, so that's
go ahead, take it to the Real Famous Chopper.
So, yeah, so now let's get into my favorite part of the show. This is the World Famous Chop Up. It's a way I like to talk my shit and, you know, talk about what's going on. So, look, I want to start off the World Famous Chopper with this. So, Smooth, man, what's going on with the Democrats, bro? Like, because I know you kind of keep your ear to the streets as far as That side of the political environment. I know you had your, what was the name? Yang. I haven't really heard nothing about him lately. What's
Yang?
Update,
Yang
what's
dropped out.
Like okay.
Damn, bro. Yeah, you're pissed. Yeah, Yang dropped out like 2 weeks ago, man.
Okay.
Come on,
all
Yang,
right.
Yang gone.
So is it? It seems like everything's pointing towards Biden now. Is that?
Fuck no. Nah. Everything's pointing towards Bloomberg and Bernie.
So Biden
or whatnot.
So,
Nah, Biden, okay. Biden ain't got a chance in hell no more.
Okay, because like, it was this new guy.
Is incoherent and shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I mean, I'm not a fan of none of them. But I saw this other guy too. I should have wrote it down. I think his name was Tony Sanders or something like that. That sound familiar? Out of South Carolina or something. Anyway,
man, I heard Colonel Sanders. But...
No, I should have wrote down his name. So. Bear with me on this, but it was some dude, I think he was trying to win the nomination in South Carolina, something like that, because I saw something that the Biden won South Carolina as far as, I guess, the nomination they were trying to do to see who's going to get the ticket, who all the Democrats are going to get behind to run up against Trump, so to speak. But this one dude, this is why I'm so turned off with the whole Democratic Party at this point, is because, you know, the other day, a couple days ago, I'm on Twitter, and I see Juvenile is trending. So I'm like, all right, what the hell Juvenile do? Like, why is he trending? So I click on it, and then sure enough, Juvenile is in South Carolina somewhere. And he's singing, like, one of his songs that I like, Back That Ass Up. You know, that's Cash Money classic. I know you would know, being from New Orleans. So he's singing it, but guess what? It's this dude, I can't think of his name. I thought his name was Tony something, whatever. But he was just white. Democratic Party, I mean, white Democrat, nominee that was, you know, on the Democratic ticket. And he just brought out Juvenile to show that he was cool and he could relate. And I'm just like, yo, it's such a, like, don't, I hate that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the Democrat.
Well, I mean, that don't really mean shit.
For a long time.
4 years ago, Bernie Sanders came out to fucking DMX. Who we be?
So,
it is what it is.
That's a big time turnoff because it's like, you know,
Bill Clinton,
you can
played
get
the saxophone on fucking Apollo. I mean, not Apollo, but
he,
the Arsenio Hall.
I respect
show.
That though. I respected that because he actually played the saxophone. So like, when he played the saxophone on Arsenio Hall, like that made me look at Bill Clinton a certain way. Like, okay, that's natural. But when somebody brings somebody out just because, oh, let me try to relate to this urban kind of culture, like that's a turnoff to me.
You gotta play to your audience.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing new.
I mean, it's political, but, you know, like, you know, I can tell if a person being a music person, you know what I'm saying, that a person that really just loves music, I can tell when somebody really generally likes that artist. And I'm like, these dudes don't ever, this dude ain't never listened to Juvenile. Bernie Sanders ain't never listened to no DMX. He ain't got none of the songs on his phone or nothing like that, I'm sure. And it just seems like such a reach. So, I thought that was, just some bullshit. And then, you know, so it's just going to be interesting. And I always saw how, like, as far as Bloomberg, you know, I see how he's got a lot of money. And, you know, he was the mayor of New York. But at the same time, what is he saying? What's his stance? What is he going to bring to the table? And, like, I was always saying, like, the debates is always interesting, even though I haven't paid attention to the Democratic debates because I'm just not a fan of none of them. So I don't even want to waste my time. But I just thought it just seems like from what I was reading, like online and certain things, that, you know, he wasn't prepared for the debates. He just thought he could just go in there on the notion that I'm rich, that I was the mayor of New York, and just wait. And it seemed like that kind of bit him. What's up?
It all depends on what news channel you watch, right? Because the debates didn't ask any fucking questions about substance. The debates was more of a hit list, like everybody ganging up on Bloomberg type situation. You see what I'm saying? That's all that was. So was he prepared for people to attack him? Of course not. Nobody's really prepared to be attacked by four other individuals.
That's a debate, you know though. Like, you got to be ready, though.
No. A debate is supposed to be, you're supposed to ask a question about something of substance, right? Like, as far as what are you going to do for America? Okay, cool. Yeah. Not a debate. They didn't have a debate. This was, all right, yeah, we finally got him. Bam, let's hit him with this. Bam, let's hit him with that. Bam, let's hit him with this.
Yeah, we want to know. People want to know their stances on certain things.
No. So no, you're not understanding. Because the debate didn't have anything about where you stand as far as America.
So what were
concerned.
They attacking him about then? What would you say they were attacking him?
They came after the dude because he's rich. You see what I'm saying? They asked questions about him being rich. They asked questions about him having a non-disclosure agreements and shit, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? But at no time did they ask anything as far as what is his stance on America. None of the fucking debates had anything to do about the substance of America. That's why this shit ain't going to work. It's going to be Trump 2020.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be Trump 2020 because
like,
nobody's speaking black. The only thing they're talking about is fucking immigrants. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I don't give two flying shits about a motherfucker who ain't paying taxes. Bitch, I'm a man. Nigga, where's my black agenda at?
Exactly. And that's why, like, I'm so pumped up to go to the polls and vote for my man Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pumped. Like, I cannot wait. I mean, I won't be wearing no Make America Great Again hat while I'm there, but I will be voting for Trump. Cause, and I'm not afraid to say it. If anybody asks me, like, point blank period, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's my personal business, you know what I'm saying? I'll say it, you know what I'm saying? And then if you want to debate me, we can debate. But, I'm totally – I've never been this turned off from the Democratic Party in my life. Maybe I'm just older now and I can kind of see things clearer, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm totally turned off. And then Bernie Sanders, to me, he just reminds me of what's the dude from HBO, the role for Seinfeld. He just seems like that guy, like in real life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? That's enough of the political news. What else we had in the news? All right, so just to kind of switch it up a little bit, shout out to Waka Flocka. I kind of saw he's kind of was trending on the news a little bit too. You know, if you're on social media, he was on one of the, I guess, kind of like rap social media shows, as you see. I think I forgot the name of the dude. The dude that used to host the show with Joe Budden. Anyway, he had State of the Culture, some shit like that. Anyway, he had Waka Flocka on, and Waka Flocka came out and said he was like a whack rapper. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I was a whack rapper. You know, I made like $30 million in 2012, and you know what I'm saying? I was just whack. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying that's why he doesn't rap anymore. And that got me to thinking, like, I mean, I think that was like a – like, I don't know, he was just being transparent or whatever, but that kind of made me respect Waka Flocka a little bit more than I did before, because it made me appreciate what I liked about him, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought, Flockavelli, it came out in 2010, his debut album, when he was up under Gucci Man. I thought that was a phenomenal, but I thought it was a good album, you know what I'm saying? He had Lex Luger. Was a young producer. I don't know what I think. There was, you know, he had a big time run with that project as far as the production with Lex Luger. And Lex Luger actually did Ham for Kanye and Jay-Z off that Watch the Throne album. So he had a wave. And then also too, a Round of Applause. That's definitely like a strip club anthem. So I just wanted to, you know, once he said that, it's kind of certain things, you know, put me in the zone, like, all right, let me just revisit this album to really, you know, analyze it again. So shout out to that. You know, I just thought it was interesting how he thinks, I guess he thinks himself is whack, you know what I'm saying, now. Like, he really didn't evolve after that. I guess he kind of, like, came out and hit his peak early and then kind of just fell off. You know, he's been on Love & Hip Hop and stuff like that. His mother was from New York, and she was on Love & Hip Hop, too. So, you know, he's kind of had an interesting story on Love & Hip Hop, but he's not a real personality to, I guess, be on the show, you know, even though he's not rapping anymore, like how you see the transition from Lil Scrappy and Stevie J and Young Jock. They was all able to transition, even though they're not rapping no more, to be like, reality stars. But it's just interesting. I think Waka Flocka is heavy into the stock market as well. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting story right there. So shout out to him. Then I got two movie reviews too, you know what I'm saying, that I just wanted to put out there. I haven't did a movie review in a minute, but I wanted to get to these last week, but I didn't get a chance to. So I'm going to give you my movie review on what was it called? The Photograph. So I got a chance to see that with my wife, you know what I'm saying, Valentine's weekend. We kind of saw The Photograph. And I was kind of, you know, pumped up to see it. Shout out to Issa Rae. What's the other dude named? Lakeith. Lakeith, dude from ATL. He was also in the Jordan Peele Get Out movie. So I was like, all right. I was going into it like, this is probably going to be like a Love Jones 2020 type thing. I got to give it a thumbs down, unfortunately. So I'm giving it a thumbs down because just their chemistry wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? They had the chemistry just wasn't there. It wasn't that same chemistry that you got back in the day when you had Nia Long
and Lorenz Tate. You know what I'm saying? It didn't capture that, but it was. I mean, it was still, a decent movie, but. You know, I can't give it a full thumbs up, but they did have this other female that I thought was like kind of like a breakout talent in the movie. Her name is Shantae Adams, and she was also in the Netflix movie Roxanne Shantae. So she plays like Issa Rae's mother in the photograph. I thought she did a phenomenal job. And then you had like little cameo appearances. You had that dude Rails, and then it's another female too. I can't think of her name right now. And I promise next week I'll take better notes, but I'm kind of freestyling. But it's this female that I like. She's an up-and-coming actress, too. But she's going to be in a new Candyman movie, and that looks pretty interesting. It's going to be a Jordan Peele production as well with that. That's going to come out in the summer. But she was also in Spike Lee's Chi-Raq. And Chi-Raq, to me, was a slept-on, like, Spike Lee, you know, on a low. I wouldn't call it a classic, but it was a good movie. I gave it a thumbs up when it came out, like, about 4 years ago. And she was, like, the... I think her name is like Tashonda something Ferris or something like that. I can't think of it. But so she was in a movie. She had a small part, but I'm eager to see how she's going to do in the Candyman movie. But like I said, overall, I mean, it had some decent parts or whatever, but their chemistry was just, they just didn't have that chemistry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really about to hook up and fall in love and do all this other stuff. I just didn't feel it. So, you know, thumbs down to that. But I will give a thumbs up to this movie. I don't know if any of y'all got a chance to see it, but it's a movie called Ma, right? So Ma was
hell no. Nigga, you mean to tell me you don't care for the photograph, but you like Ma?
I did. Ma? I'm gonna tell you why. Like, so now that one had Octavia Spencer, right? So Octavia Spencer, you know, she's been nominated for certain Oscars and stuff like that. I just never liked the role she was nominated for. I think she might have won like Best Supporting Actress for The Help. I never saw the movie The Help. I'm not into like slave movies or movies where, you know, you black people are starting to, you know, supposed to feel less than. So I just don't even waste my time with those type of movies. And it seemed like she was getting those type of roles and stuff like that. But the reason why I like Ma is because this role, it kind of brought back Misery vibes. You know what I'm saying? So Misery was like one of my favorite thriller movies growing up. That was a Stephen King movie. It had Kathy Bates. And Kathy Bates did a phenomenal job that year with that movie. And I just think Octavia Spencer, she kind of captured that essence. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't want to get a movie away. But it's interesting, too. It's, I mean, it's like, you know, some like white kids. It was like one black dude. Young black woman, but it takes place in like Sandusky, Ohio, which I know about Sandusky because that's in Ohio, and that's like where Cedar Point is. And Cedar Point is like this big roller coaster amusement park that's in Ohio, like it's worldwide known or whatever. So it's, but it's in a like kind of like a hick kind of town in Cleveland. I mean, not in Cleveland, in Ohio. So, you know, long story short, she kind of starts to live like her second childhood because she got played back in the day by like one of the parents. And so she kind of takes her vengeance out on these kids or whatever. But it's just an interesting, like, if you know, I like thrillers, you know what I'm saying? And I see the thrillers is like coming back. I think that's why I got to give mad respect to Jordan Peele. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Because, you know, ever since Get Out was so successful, it's kind of brought that genre back. And, like, I like what he's doing. I can't wait to see, like I said, the Candyman movie. And Ma's good. And I always like those, you know, those films, like growing up, like, what was it, like The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Fatal Attraction, Sleeping with the Enemy. Those are all classic movies in that same vein. You know what I'm saying? Basic Instinct. So it's good to see those thrillers kind of come back. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute because I don't really go to the movies too often. Or I'm really, you know, not into the movies the way I used to. So when I get a chance to kind of see one, I like to get my perspective on it. So that's pretty much it. Let me see what else I got. And then as far as sports, get into the sports report. Shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to, I thought this was kind of an interesting thing. Like, shout out to Boogie Cousins, but he got kind of played out a little bit. So Boogie Cousins, been a fan of him for a minute in the NBA, but he's been, you know, riddled with injuries lately in his career. So anyway, you know, he was with the Warriors last year, and he had got hurt in the finals or whatever, that same finals that he got hurt, Kevin Durant got hurt, Klay Thompson got hurt. So then, you know, he
was able to kind of come back, and then he got a contract with the Lakers. But just when the season was about to start, he got hurt again. And it's kind of interesting that he was in the news because he was talking to LeBron, and it came out in the media that he was like, oh, LeBron, I think you should run for president. And, like, you know, when it's all said and done and your sports career is over, because you got that kind of personality where I think people would gravitate towards you. You can really do some positive things. So it got the sports world talking, and, you know, once something comes out like this, then, you know, Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith and all the different sports shows start to debate it. And it just so happens that some of this was starting to come up in the debates, the Lakers cut him. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was, you know, and he was supposed to be healthy, you know, come playoff time. And, you know, if you know anything about the hoops, once the All-Star break is over, this is where it gets real. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's jockeying for position to get a playoff spot. And, you know, I thought Boogie would have probably added some value to the Lakers, but they really don't need him. So, anyway, long story short, I just thought that was just crazy timing, how the minute he was, like, pumping up LeBron, like, oh, you know, he could be president, he gets cut. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of wonder. So, you know, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really got for this week as far as the world-famous chop-up. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's pretty much it, man. It was kind of like a slow week this week. But, Black, you know what I'm saying? What you got? Anything you was tripping on in the news?
No, not let me see. Not Megan Thee Stallion came out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was talking about how she's in two independent labels, and the label 15, I think it's 1501, they won't allow her to put out any music, so now they're trying to figure out what's going on with that. You know, she's with Roc Nation as far as her management team. So, you know,
yeah.
Jay-Z's about to pull her out that contract, and it's about to be on
for
real.
That's about to happen. That's
super
like
awesome. If you're on my Facebook, I was definitely giving out credit tips today. Listen, when people tell me they have clients and they have people that do this and do that, I was actually just going back and forth with somebody on Facebook, and they're like, you know, somebody just said, credit is not for poor people. Credit is not for poor people. That's what they just said to me. And I deleted the whole thread of the conversation after that because,
okay,
you know, I refuse for people to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said credit is not for poor people. Credit is for everybody. Everybody has credit. And so basically I do, you know, I'm starting to give the game to people because I did get here.
Of course.
And I feel like you shouldn't have to pay for certain things that you need to learn in life. And if I could give you that, I do give that type of advice on my Facebook page, along with all other types of advice on my Facebook page about, you know, getting to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody gave it to me.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of things that I like to do, as far as helping people, I do it for free. I don't do it for, you know, I don't do it for pay, you know. You can't tell me that you got a house in the woods, you know. Yeah, that house is dirt cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can buy a house. It's just how much can you buy it for? That's the problem. So the main thing is you know, make sure you work on your credit and don't pay anybody
for
credit. So get at me, you know, if you actually need help with that, I'll be more than happy
yeah,
to assist
anybody,
with all that.
That's one thing, too. I think I'm a pretty much of an expert on is credit as well. So, I mean, credit is key. You know what I'm saying? I deal with that all the time in both industries that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, as far as the interior decorating and as far as real estate. I mean, credit is key. It's key. It's so key. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can do so much
right.
more when you have that. So, but I think, you know, nowadays, people are starting to wise up and understand that, you know, it's all about having that, because once you have, you know, credit, you can just get so much more. You know, you can get a place to stay, a nice place to stay in a nice neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? If you're making a decent salary, or if you, because all credit is just showing that you can be trusted with money. You know what I'm saying? That you just, you know, that you can handle your money correctly. That's basically what credit is. And anybody that's looking for, like, an apartment or something like that, that's what landlords are going to be looking at. They're going to be looking like, all right, if I had this person move into my property, can I trust that they're going to pay their bills on time? I mean, we'll pay their rent on time. And they want to make sure that with the bills that they have, that they can support the bills that they have plus the rent. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing. And then, you know, anything that you're going to need, car, furniture, of course, credit is key. So, you know, that's, I mean, I think that's a good game to give up.
So, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, too, I do think I got a nice topic for next week. You know, me and Black, we'll talk behind the scenes and see if we want to get into it. But I was also watching Black Ink Crew, you know what I'm saying? Because I told you, that's my guilty pleasure. Me and my wife, we love, like, the different VH1 reality shows and Real Housewives of Atlanta and stuff like that. But it's one topic that I thought was kind of interesting on the Black Ink Crew in New York. It's a character on there named Sky. She, you know, had kids early, but she gave up her kids for adoption because she had her kids when she was like 18, 16. She had them back to back. And then she came back into their lives when they were basically like 18 and 20. You know what I'm saying? So, but now she's having some difficulty. And that just kind of, me and my wife got to talking, and we were just talking about how, like, the opposites as far as when you're raising children, if you don't have that person in your life, how it can affect you. And it got me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've always, my pops, you know, wasn't in my life the way he probably should have been, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of, I guess I got maybe some issues that I'm dealing with that I'm slowly, you know, as I grow and mature can come in, you know, just can overcome. But what I'm saying is the part that's interesting I want to talk about next week's show is when, like, my mother has always been in my life, you know what I'm saying? And that's a constant, you know what I'm saying? So, and I guess I was a mama's boy. I'm not so much now, but when I was younger. So the point I'm trying to make is when a boy doesn't have that relationship with his mother, how can that affect him? You know what I'm saying? I can't really relate to that because, you know, my mother has been in my life. But and then the opposite, too, for females, you know what I'm saying? The females who don't have a father in their life, you know what I'm saying? And how that affects them, you know what I'm saying? Because a mother, you know, when you got a mother in your life, that's going to show how you're going to treat a woman. And then I think when a female maybe doesn't have the proper father guidance in their life, that shows kind of how they relate to their relationships. So I just thought it was interesting. It was an interesting dynamic, and it really just came to our, like, thought process when we were watching the show because she's kind of struggling. Because now the chick that I'm talking about that's on Black Ink Crew, she's coming to her kids as, like, an adult now, and they've already grown. You can just see they had some issues. So I just thought it was interesting.
Let's not forget that reality TV is scripted.
No, true, true, but you can still catch some jewels in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is cool.
I mean,
don't get me wrong.
I understand what you're saying, but let's not forget, because everybody's hopping on the whole Sky situation, but it's funny how the whole Sky situation pops up right before the fucking season opening.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing with the reality shows. You know, it's content. It's just like our show. You know what I'm saying? When I do the chop up, you know, a lot of times if there's some good shit going in the news, like, oh, that's going to be for a great show. We got content. You know what I'm saying? But if I don't, I'm like, damn, it's a slow week. So I'm trying to, you know, this is what I think is interesting. So what I'm just trying to say is that's content. And with a reality show, now, all right, we got a storyline. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And if they're willing to kind of open up, that's what happens. So, you know. So, yeah, I definitely want to just, you know, talk about that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? The cross dynamic of what a mother is to a son and what a father is to a daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's important. So shout out. You know what I'm saying? This has been another great show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dude for calling in, Brooklyn Kings. I'm going to, you know, maybe have to check him out, especially being that he's out of Brooklyn, see what he's into. Shout out to Smooth for always calling through. I mean, coming up and calling through. Shout out to Black for coming up with this topic tonight. Definitely check out the Twitter feed. That's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it interesting and sexy with that one. But then also,
man, shout out to more straight men than gay men. God damn it.
Zach, shout out to that as well. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah, like, I said it. Fuck off.
Hold that down. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to hold that shit down because I'm 100% with that. Ain't no pegging going on over here. So fuck all that. But definitely, you know, follow my other Twitter pages. You just want some positive shit. That's my Mo Binns, MOBINNS on Twitter. You know
Mo, don't call my phone. When you get off the show.
You know what I mean?
So, leave me alone.
Oh, this nigga told me leave her alone. Leave me be.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
leave
yeah,
me be.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, that's it, man.
Man, make sure you guys follow me. I'm on, go to my website, thenewmissluvzblack.com. That's TheNewMissLuvLiBlack. thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You could actually find the links to all of my social medias right there on that page, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Tumblr, my Facebooks, both Facebooks page. Everything will be right there. For more information, you also find the links to purchase my books and to listen in to the show from the widget from there as well. You can also listen to our archive shows. We have probably 120-plus archive shows that we have. So you can actually just click the link, blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack, for our archive shows to tune in. We appreciate you guys for tuning in week after week and putting up with our garbage.
No, it's not garbage. Putting up with our shenanigans, I would say.
We love to dish the bull, you know. It's another exciting night, man. Shout out to my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz, for holding it down, doing the world famous chop up, and being such an awesome co-host and coming through. Shout out to Smooth for calling in, being the person that he is each and every single week.
Shout out to good
doing what he got to do, man. And thank you to everybody that's tuning in all over the world each and every Sunday night. We really appreciate you. Tell a friend. If you're on social media, share the link to our shows on the social media. You know, it's a way, if you're listening in online, that you can share the show. Share it to your social medias and tell your friends about it and have everybody tune in. We appreciate the love. Thank you very much. See you next week. Peace.
Tell me what you're doing.
Peace, peace. Everybody be safe out there.
One.
You know what time it is.